Guys, welcome back to Glow and Tell. The topic of today is something that I knew I wanted to make a video about and make an episode about before I even made a podcast, because it is something that will truly change your whole entire life. I feel like I say that in every video, but honestly, it's true. We're talking about romanticizing your life, how to romanticize your life, also what that even means, really actionable ways that you can do this and implement this into your daily life, because it will make such a difference and it will make your life so much more enjoyable. By romanticizing your life, you transform mundane routines into cherished experiences, and it enhances your overall quality of life. It makes everyday moments so much more interesting, so much more fun. It makes you a happier person, and it makes everything you do such an enriching experience because of the fact that you're romanticizing it. The overarching thing that truly makes you romanticize your life and is like the key to it all, and I'm gonna say this in like simple terms, and then we're gonna go into like all the different ways, but it's using your senses and being present. That's ultimately what I feel like all of these things come down to. So when we talk about using our senses and just kind of having sensuality in life and using our sensory experiences as often as we can, it literally means focusing on your senses. Like, it means thinking about what you can see, what you can hear, smell, touch, and taste when you're doing different various things. For example, when you're eating, instead of just mindlessly eating your food, like just shoveling it in, not really thinking about what you're eating, you kind of cherish the food. You think about the texture of the food and how it tastes and like how good it tastes and how grateful you are to be eating it, and you savor it. I mean, truly, we're savoring life by doing this. That's just one small example, but another that I always love to do is like when I'm taking walks. I literally did this last night. It was nighttime. It was such a beautiful, peaceful night, but I actually was like walking for a little bit with my eyes closed, like just for a few stretches of the walk. I would walk with my eyes closed for a few seconds. I would like literally count 5 things that I could hear, smell, see, etc. So I was like, okay, I can feel the wind on my skin and the wind in my hair because it was such a windy night, but it was like a warm wind. And then I was like, okay, I can feel the feeling of my feet kind of like hitting the ground every time I take a step. And then I was thinking about what I can hear, and I could hear like dogs barking in the distance, and I could hear the sound of the wind as it brushed past me. I could actually hear the little bats like doing their echolocation above. When you really focus on just everything you're experiencing and everything you can sense, like with your physical senses, you are brought to the present. It's even an anti-anxiety technique. Like, it's something that they taught me in therapy when I went, because it's something that takes you out of your head and into right where you are at this very moment. It's so good for anxiety, but also just for being present in your life. If you're constantly hearing like, be present, be where your feet are, live in the moment, the way to ultimately do that is to use your senses and just embrace having a sensory experience. There's so many things going on in the outside world, especially when you go outside. There's animals running around. Like, you can go see squirrels running around the yard. You might even, you know, get close to the ground and you can see like little bugs crawling around, and there's just so much to experience going outside. There's even so many different smells. As I was walking on my walk, I would smell like the smell of a fire, like someone was having a fire in their backyard, and it kind of reminded me of camping when I was younger. And then honestly, I could smell someone's laundry that they were doing in their house. I kind of could smell the smell of detergent. So like, that was another smell as I kept walking. And then I could actually smell the smell of grass, like someone had mowed their lawn earlier. I even smell the smell of food, like somebody was cooking dinner and I could smell food. And I don't know, it's just like, there's so much out there. There's so much going on that you might miss by just either being too caught up in your head. If you're too caught up in other things that aren't real, they're not like real life, they're not happening right now. Like, if I'm at home and I see somebody like walk past my house, or when I'm on a walk, there's this one person specifically, and he's always walking, which is great, but his eyes are glued to his phone the whole time he's walking. I'm like, what? You're walking outside and you're looking at your phone? Like, what are you doing on your phone? I don't know. It like boggles my mind, because I feel like it's maybe one thing if you were listening to something or if you're just like checking a text, but I swear I see him all the time and he walks for quite a while. He's looking at his phone the whole time, and I'm like, oh my God, it's kind of sad. Like, he doesn't even like tip his head up like when we walk past each other on the walk or whatever. Like, normally as I walk past, you know, a neighbor or something, you're kind of like, hi. I don't know. It's kind of sad. Like, that's how I feel when I see him. But not to like, I don't know, rip on that guy, because like, I don't even know him, but that's something that occurred to me as I saw that, because I'm like, man, he's not being present right now. He's really not. So I've compiled a list of everything that I could think of to help you romanticize your life and kind of ways that I romanticize my life. The first way is to create a morning ritual. I have countless videos of morning routines on my YouTube channel. You know that if you watch me, but your morning routine can be anything. It can be anything that you love to do that kind of fires you up in the morning, gets you on a good track to have a good day. Like, like genuinely think of what your ideal morning routine would be. What would be a great mix of things you need to do and things you want / love to do, and figure out how you can start making that a habit in your days every single day. That gets you on a good track and it's the perfect opportunity to romanticize your life. I love listening to music in the morning. We're going to talk more about music soon, but my morning routine, it's like, okay, I get up, I make my bed. I don't go on my phone in the morning. I make a very conscious effort not to go on my phone. So I'm not living vicariously through other people's lives as I watch them first thing in the morning and like throwing off my dopamine receptors, but I'm making the conscious effort to just like look around my room, look at the sunlight coming in my room, feel how it feels to wake up. And then I make my bed. You know, I go brush my teeth, I wash my face, do my skincare, do my journaling. I'm listening to music. I go downstairs and make breakfast. And while I make breakfast, I listen to affirmations and I repeat them. And then I read. And after reading, that's like my last step. I read as I eat and then I start on my work for the day. That's my morning routine. I love it. It's perfect for me. It fits into my life. I work from home, so I might have more time than others do in the morning, but you can make it as simple or as complicated as you want / have time for. But I think that having a good routine that makes you feel good, it gets you off on the right foot in the morning. Such a powerful thing. And when you take the time to go through your morning routine and you're like focusing on every step, you're really living in the moment as you're doing it. Like, I'm not going on my phone. I'm brushing my teeth and I'm just sitting here brushing my teeth, like looking around, thinking about brushing my teeth. And then I'm washing my face and I'm just like thinking about washing my face. And I'm journaling and I'm thinking about what I'm writing. I'm being very present. If there's something simple like making a cup of tea in the morning or making a cup of coffee and like that makes you really happy, take the time to do it. Take the time to do the things that make you happy and that make you enjoy life. The next thing is kind of like dress up more often. It's really easy to throw on the easiest, most boring outfit if it's just really comfortable, especially if you're just going to class or you're going to work and you just don't really care. But I know that when I take a little bit of extra time in my outfit and in my appearance and I like do my makeup a little bit or I do my hair or I'm wearing a cute outfit with cute accessories that I really love that really allow me to express my personality and my sense of style, I feel really good throughout the day. I saw TikTok yesterday that was like an extra 10 minutes in the morning for 10 hours of happiness throughout the day. She was doing her makeup and saying that by spending, you know, 10 minutes on her makeup, she was going to feel more confident throughout the day. It's not to say you shouldn't feel confident without makeup or whatever, but I do feel a little bit more put together when I take the time like that. I also think the idea of dressing up a little bit, even when you're not going anywhere super crazy, like to a family dinner, making everything an event. Like you're going out to dinner, you're taking the chance to put on some cute shoes, maybe wear a cute little dress or skirt. I've even said this before, but I used to think that like skirts and dresses, like, oh my God, I could not wear them unless it was a special occasion. And I almost would feel embarrassed wearing an outfit that was a little bit cuter or nicer because I felt like everyone's gonna look at me. This is so weird. Like they're gonna be like, oh my God, she's wearing a skirt. Like that's so weird. But I feel cute when I do it. It's an outfit that I love, an outfit that I like, and that I feel confident in. And it's like an expression of myself. Like I said, it's something that I love to wear and that I feel is cute. You don't have to have some crazy plans or be going anywhere super crazy to just want to dress a little bit cuter. Honestly, all throughout college, even though a lot of people would just like get up and throw on sweats and no makeup and like hair in a messy bun, which is super cute, I did that occasionally, but most days I would wake up early for class. I would put on a cute outfit. I'd be wearing jeans and like something cute. I would take the time to do my makeup because I felt good. I felt confident about it. And getting ready in the morning, it's like an extra little step of self-care, honestly. It's like, I'm gonna take the time right now to spend some time with myself. First of all, I love doing my makeup. I love picking out cute outfits. Like I love fashion and hair care. So all of those are already things that make me happy. And you don't have to be like super into any of those things to just want to dress a little bit nicer, but I would feel better. I would feel more confident when I'm wearing something that I feel confident in. That's so self-explanatory, but it makes me more confident to talk to people. Even if I wear a cuter outfit to class, like I would feel more comfortable just going up to someone and talking to them, or like even talking to the professor, which were initially things that might make me more nervous. So taking the time to wear an outfit that makes you feel good, regardless of where you're going, is I think a great way to romanticize your life. Like even if you're literally just around the house and you're not going anywhere, but putting on a cute little matching set, like a comfy little matching set, makes you feel a little bit cuter, like totally do that. I literally do that. I love having comfy little little knitwear and loungewear really does make a difference. Next is a little activity you can do, but sit down and try making a list of all of the things you can think of that make you happy. If you can say things that make me happy, like I love lighting candles. They make me really happy to look at. I love the smell and I love going for walks during the day. Being outside makes me so happy and baking things makes me really happy. Going to cafes, that makes me really happy. Like I love going shopping. I love watching movies. Like those are all things I love. So that's kind of an example, but make as comprehensive a list as you can of the things that make you happy and then try to incorporate them into your days as often as you can. So if you sit there and make a list and realize like, you know, I love playing the piano, but I never sit down and play the piano, start making some time for it. You can even schedule in time, like look at your weekly calendar, your weekly schedule, and schedule in those little happy things just the same way that you schedule in have to's, like appointments and things like that. Carving out the time for yourself, I feel like it's just a true testament to self-love if you're willing to carve out time for yourself and do something that you truly love. Like that's the epitome of self-love, making time for yourself. Really utilize the power of music. If you want to romanticize your life and literally feel like you're the main character because you are, or feel like you're in a movie, put on a good playlist, maybe in the morning when you're getting ready. Literally run and like dance around your room. I swear I do this every day. It puts me in such a good mood. You can romanticize more experiences by playing music, like playing some music while you're driving to work, playing music when you're on a run or when you're working out. If you fit the vibe of the music to the vibe of what you're doing, it can really help you embrace it and be more present in the thing that you're doing. Like it can help you feel more attached to what you're doing. For example, if it's a really cozy fall day and you want to really embody the cozy vibes, you can turn on a super cozy fall playlist. Or, you know, same with like Christmas music, or same with, you know, you want to work out and it's a hard workout and you want to be pumped up, you can turn on like a pump up hardcore workout playlist and it'll just get you in that mode. There's music for every single occasion. There are a plethora of playlists that are already created on Spotify. You can also create your own. There are playlists called things like My Life is a Movie, and that's to feel like you're the main character, you know, if you want to do that. As you listen to this music, you can literally pretend like you're in a movie. You can be walking down the street or driving and just like looking out the window and being like, oh, my life is a movie. So you just start to get this wave of happiness every time. This next one is a huge one, but make things pretty, a little bit more complicated. I don't know if complicated is the right word, but I love making things pretty and aesthetic. And I feel like I constantly, you know, get comments that are like, how is everything in your life so aesthetic? I truly just think that it's because I romanticize my life and I've created a whole environment around me that matches like the way that I feel and the way that I like for my space to look. And you could have a desk set up where you have your computer and your keyboard and like, that's all you need. That's all that's necessary for your setup. It's very simple. But if you took the time to add in a little plant, a picture frame, a few cute things that make you happy, and you're going to be sitting at that computer every day, looking at that computer every day, there's a huge difference between looking at that blank desk with like nothing, no color, and nothing that's pretty or makes you happy versus like a desk with full of things you love. Like I can't describe how happy it makes me to sit at my little desk every day with my candles, my cute planner, my cute pink things, my plants. Like I feel so happy to just be there because it's so beautiful. Another one that seems maybe silly to some people, but I definitely think that I see the worth in it, is taking the time to make your meals look prettier. I mean, plating is a huge thing in the culinary world, so it's clear that it does have value, but as simple as taking the time to arrange my breakfast bowls, my smoothies, or, you know, yogurt bowls, placing the strawberries or the bananas in like a specific way and making it just look a little bit cuter. It's even like when you're cooking, taking the time to light a candle, put on some music, make the setup of your cooking nice, like clean the kitchen first so that it feels really good to cook in there. Just make things pretty, make things in a way that you love them to be. I remember when I was going to move into my first apartment for college, I was really strategic and meticulous with my planning for the way that I wanted my room to be. And I think when I would tell people that, or like whoever I was talking to about my apartment, I don't know, they thought it was a little bit ridiculous that I was planning it out so much, like how I was going to decorate it, because, you know, you're only going to be there for maybe a year or like a semester or whatever. But to me, that was like, okay, I'm going to be there for a year. For a year, I'm going to be there waking up every day in that space. Why would I not take the time to make it look cute? I'm literally going to be living my life there for a year. I'm going to be waking up in that room every single day, going to bed there every night, spending practically all my time in that room doing my homework every day. day. I'm going to be cooking in that kitchen. I'm going to be watching TV in that room. Like, I'm going to be living there. Why would I not take the time? It doesn't even matter how long you're living in a place. I feel like it's always makes sense to make it be cute. Like, it always is worth it to make the time for that, because that made it feel like home to me. When I brought all my cute decor and stuff, it made it feel so much more comforting, and it was somewhere I loved to be. It was somewhere I was happy to be. Just by being in that space, I was like, this is beautiful. I love my room. I want to be in my room. I want to take pictures of it. I don't even mind being like cooped up in here doing my homework all day. I'm happy to be here, and it was so worth it. So I don't know, people can criticize, I guess, being a little extra with your decorating, but I don't think that being extra is a bad thing whatsoever. I love being a little extra, and just, I don't know, having things that are pretty genuinely makes me happy. So how could that not be worth it? This is another pretty core one, but make everything that you're doing the main event. Let's say you have to make dinner. Typically, making dinner is not something that you're thrilled to do. Maybe you're like, okay, I'm sick of cooking every day. This kind of like, it's getting old. It's not something that you're just really looking forward to because it's like something you have to do. So you kind of rush through it. You're just like going as fast as you can. You're sprinting around the kitchen. You're trying to just hurry it up. Whereas if you were making the cooking the main event rather than like a passing by little activity, maybe you would take the time, like I mentioned, to clean the kitchen first, really plan out your meal, make sure you have all the ingredients for it. And then maybe you're going to put on like a cute little apron as you're cooking. And maybe you're going to listen to some cute music or like put on a little podcast as you're cooking and make the lighting really calm and cozy in the kitchen. I love cooking actually when like no one else is in the kitchen or even on the same floor of the house. Honestly love cooking when I'm at home alone because I feel very relaxed. I love putting on my music. I literally will light a candle and I will just be so relaxed. And I'm like calmly just cutting up my veggies, cooking things, and I feel really relaxed. It's so much more fun that way. And especially because these mundane activities are what honestly makes up a big portion of our life, it really makes sense to just make them be more special. Like, they take up so much of our time, so why not put a little bit of extra effort into making them a more special experience? You can do this with everything in your life, like making it the main event. Stop seeing things, even things like your drive to work or school or your whatever drive you're doing, like seeing that as just transportation from point A to point B. You can change that into an experience. You get to listen to some music. You get to pretend like you're in a little movie looking out the window as you're driving. You get to see some cool things. And, you know, honestly, driving is kind of relaxing sometimes. It's kind of nice. Even things like chores and cleaning, again, put on a cute little outfit. Okay, I'm not gonna say like cute little outfit if you're cleaning, but I love throwing on a little active wear set or like some kind of lounge wear when I'm cleaning. I feel more put together. And then, you know, maybe I put my hair up, I get some headphones on, and I'm like in the zone. That's romanticizing the process rather than just being in your random mismatched clothing and like stained baggy t-shirt that feels super oversized and like heavy on you. And there truly just is such a difference. And honestly, cleaning is fun. It's nice to have a clean house. I don't even like dread cleaning. You can romanticize the cleaning experience. Pretend like you're Cinderella or something, you know, just do whatever you have to do to make an activity be more fun for yourself. Celebrate all of your accomplishments. And I don't say this in like a selfish way to where you need to be conceited about it and to be all like, it's all about me, but in a way where you do deserve to be celebrated. The things that you've accomplished are a big deal. And I honestly feel like this even about birthdays. Like, I love making people feel special on their birthdays. And I think it's so worth it to like make kind of a big deal about your birthday. And again, this isn't in a selfish way, but I think it's a great opportunity to celebrate and just be full of life. And again, with the accomplishments, like recognizing the things that you've worked hard for or the things that you've achieved, they really are a big deal. And like, it's worth celebrating every single milestone, no matter how big or small. And also just generally slow down in life. Like, if you realize that you find yourself rushing, like sometimes I'll be driving and I'm like, why am I rushing? Like, I'm not running late. I'm not even in that much of a hurry. Like, I don't need to be like rushing and being like, oh my God, I need to get around this guy. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not in a hurry. Honestly, it makes me a little bit anxious to rush. I mean, I think everyone feels that way. Like, when you're rushing, you're kind of getting stressed. It's like your heart rate's getting up. You're physically feeling stressed and like sporadic. It's like the opposite of calm because you're all over the place. Like, you're trying to be super fast. You're stressed because you need to hurry up. Sometimes you don't even need to be rushing. You're not even in a hurry. So take a step back. And if you are running late or something and you regularly feel like you do have to rush, honestly, try to just wake up 5 or 10 minutes earlier, because rushing is like the thing that will really throw me off. If I'm rushing and I'm running late to something, I don't have enough time to get ready. I don't at all feel like put together. My mind is all over the place because I'm having to hurry and rushed. I hate that feeling. It totally throws me off. And when I'm going somewhere and that's how I start my day off. So if you're able to just slow down with things, take more time rather than driving yourself crazy, trying to rush all the time and do everything as quickly as possible. It doesn't need to be necessarily done that quickly. Like, it's not always even necessary to rush. We might just be accustomed to it. So if you find yourself going through your day and you're rushing and there isn't really a reason for you to even be rushing, take a step back, slow things down, realize that it's not that serious and you're not in that big of a hurry, and rushing is not worth your peace. This is another big one, and I actually want to make a whole episode about this, but stop multitasking as much. You might think that multitasking is such a flex, like you can do so many different things at once, but it's like rotting your brain. By multitasking, you're not able to focus on any one of the things that you're doing fully. Like, you're not able to give anything your full attention. Like, this is, I don't know, kind of a weird example, but something I think of is when somebody's on their phone when they're talking to me. Well, that's just truly disrespectful, but I hate the feeling of that. Like, they're multitasking by looking at their phone and talking to me at the same time. And they'll even be like, no, I can hear you. Like, as they're still looking at their phone. And I'm like, but you can't really hear me. I'm done talking. They realize that they weren't really listening to like what I said, and they don't even really know what to say. It's kind of rude. But also, like I said, when you're multitasking, you can't give your full attention to any one thing. It's actually hard to romanticize things when you're multitasking. So like, honestly, sometimes while I'll be trying to like watch a movie or something or a show on my phone as I'm working, and it just never works out because I'm either not as focused on my work or I'm not as focused on the movie and I want to be. Or even if I'm listening to a podcast or something while I'm on a walk, I'm not able to focus on the walk fully with my full attention because I'm listening to something else. And I'm not fully able to listen to the podcast because I'm in the real world and I'm like walking past people. And maybe sometimes I need to like, oh, turn it off because I need to like say hi to someone. I'm just not able to give my full attention to any one thing. And that's kind of the basis of romanticizing your life. I also think this is really important with eating, actually. Like, I think it's really common for people to eat. And I mean, even I eat and read my book. And I find it hard not to do something while I'm eating because, you know, if I'm just sitting by myself eating, I'm like, okay, just sit here for the whole time I'm eating. I don't know, but it can be really a great exercise and a challenge to not turn anything on your phone while you're eating. Like, just focus on the food, focus on what you're eating. And you also, like, if you kind of have like an addiction to your phone or something and your dopamine reward centers are constantly going off and your attention span is just getting shorter and shorter, this is a great way to untrain that, to start backtracking and not having such terrible attention span. And the other thing, this is such an easy, like, simple way that I romanticize my life on a weekly basis, but get some flowers. My mom and I get flowers at the grocery store, the farmer's market every week. And having those flowers on our table, it truly like makes a huge impact on us. I swear I'm taking pictures of the flowers every single day. I'm sitting there eating and I'm looking at the flowers and they're so pretty. And I'm just like, oh, they're so beautiful. It makes me happy every time I look at them. Like, there's truly something to be said about having nice flowers in your house. I used to think like, no, it's a waste of money. They're just gonna die. Well, honestly, I don't think I ever really thought that, but I would hear people say that. It couldn't be more untrue. Like, I will spend the $10 for the flowers. It's like a small investment in your happiness. Like, that's truly what you can see it as. And that's truly what it is. Take more pictures. I love taking pictures and I've always loved photography. So this one isn't hard for me. I feel like I'm constantly like wanting to take pictures of pretty things. But first of all, I think that taking more pictures will encourage you to make things a little bit prettier, like we talked about. Because if you know you're going to be taking a picture, you're like, okay, well, I want this to look kind of cute to take a picture. You can maybe start posting the pictures on like your Instagram or your Instagram stories or like your Snapchat if you want to, but you could also just have them for yourself. It makes me so happy to go look in my camera roll and just see a bunch of memories of beautiful sunsets that I saw and beautiful flowers that I looked at and pretty buildings that I walked by. And, you know, I love having documents of my life and memories of my life like that. But I also think that it's a way of romanticizing my life because I'm like looking for the beautiful. Like, I can see something and just be like, that would be a great shot right there. So I'm like, I'm romanticizing it. I'm being more present by taking myself into that present moment and looking around me and seeing what could I take a pretty picture of right now. It's a totally great way. And it's an easy way to romanticize your life and then have some great pretty pictures afterwards. Like, I feel like I always get questions like, how are your pictures so aesthetic? How do all your pictures just look so Pinteresty? I think that it's just taking the time to set up a cute shot. And I romanticize my life and my experiences, and even like working out, taking the time to set up a cute little workout spot, putting on a little light, lighting a candle, getting the mood right, having my cute little yoga mat, my cute workout set. I'm like romanticizing the experience. And while doing that, it's already so aesthetic and pretty that taking a picture of it, it already just looks pretty. Like it's picture perfect to begin with. I don't have to do anything more because I already took the time to set it up. Even with baking, like for Valentine's Day, I made a cute little setup in my kitchen because I was going to do some Valentine's baking, and it was so cute. I had all my Valentine's candies laid out, and I had little paper doilies, and I think I had cute kitchen towels that went with Valentine's Day theme, and it was just so cute and pretty that everything was easy to take a picture of, and that it made me so happy. I had on my cute little Valentine's Day apron. I was actually watching a Valentine's Day movie while I baked, so the whole experience was just so amazing and beautiful and fun. It wouldn't have been that way if I hadn't taken the time to set it up. So that's just like one small thing, taking pictures that you can do to enhance your experiences a little bit more. We kind of already talked about this, but go out in nature more. I think that being outside, it's so easy to romanticize because nature is so beautiful. I even just go in my backyard. I bring my laptop out there a few times a day and just like work out there for a while. And I'm like, oh, I'm so lucky to be able to see this. Like I'm so lucky to be here on this earth, able to experience this. And we're kind of reeling into the gratitude because gratitude is a part of everything. It's something I talk about in every episode, but being grateful for things, everything about it is good. You want to just constantly cultivate that gratitude mindset. And this is another way to do that, by romanticizing your life. But I go out there and like I said, I'm using all my senses. I'm feeling the wind. I'm watching the leaves fall. I'm listening to the squirrels running around and my dogs come outside and they're sniffing. And I just feel so grateful to be in such a perfect moment. So going outside is a great, easy way to reset yourself, especially if you're kind of having an off day and you want to just feel more grounded. It's something I love to do. And it's something that truly makes me happy. So doing that, I always feel like I'm romanticizing my life. This is a mindset shift one. And this is really, really huge. I made a post on like the Glow and Tell Instagram a few days ago about this because it's something I've been thinking a lot about lately, but reframe things from I have to I get to. And I know this doesn't work in every scenario. Like you're like, okay, I get to scoop dog poop. Like that's not fun. It does sound silly in some cases, but I think the idea behind it is just kind of focusing more on gratitude. It's like, you know, instead of saying like, oh my God, I have to do this and this and this, I get to do all of those things. I get to be a human living this life that I'm living. I am so grateful for it. I'm so grateful to be here. I have to wake up at 6. I get to wake up at 6 and see the beautiful sunrise. And I'm lucky that I woke up. Like not everyone gets to even do that. That sounds kind of morbid, but you know what I mean? Like no day is promised. You know, every moment is truly precious. Instead of saying like, I have to do the dishes, I get to do the dishes and I get to have a clean kitchen. I get to do that. Like I deserve that. Like I have to do laundry. I get to do laundry. I get to have clean clothes. Like I get the opportunity to have nice clean clothes to make my house feel and smell and be super good and clean. Those are all truly blessings. Even if you find yourself saying throughout the day, like, oh, I have to do this and this and this, or like, I have to go run errands. I get to go run errands. I get to go out shopping. It's fun. I'm going to make it a fun experience, you know? So try to reframe that. If you ever find yourself saying like, I have to do this, try to shift your mindset a little bit and be like, no, you know what? I get to do this. I'm lucky to be able to do this and I'm grateful to be able to do this. Next up is make life a little bit more unexpected, a little bit more spontaneous, and like have mini adventures. This is truly gonna make you feel like you're in a movie because you're like the main character in a little indie film that's like going off the beaten path a little bit and having a little adventure. I think it's so fun to just to stray from plans a little bit sometimes. Like maybe you pop into a little restaurant just out of the blue, just decide to go in there. Or maybe you're driving home and you just decide to drive a different way for whatever reason. And then maybe you stumble across a cute like neighborhood that's really cute to drive through. Or maybe you just decide to like wander into a new little coffee shop and it ends up being your favorite new coffee shop. Like do something a little bit spontaneous, a little bit different. It gets you out of routine. And if you're feeling kind of stagnant in your life, that's a great, you know, thing to try out. But it's also just so fun. It's such a main character thing to do. Like it brings new excitement to your life. Having new experiences is something that truly enriches us as humans. It's so good for us. So even just something as simple as like going for a walk in a new place, going to a little park you've never been to before, a mall you've never been to before, a store you've never been to before, hanging out with a friend that you've never hung out with before. These are all things that bring excitement into your life, make you just truly romanticize your life. Because I think when every day starts to feel the same is when we can start to go a little crazy. Even as somebody who loves routines, sometimes if my routine is all I'm doing and I'm not doing anything fun or special or different, I'm like, okay, like I need a break. I need to do something, like get me out of this house. So it's something simple to do, but if you can kind of bring more spontaneity into your life, I think that it's really amazing. And I feel like the last thing I have to say, and it kind of goes along with just making things more special, is just pouring time into being extra. Take the time to learn new hairstyles, like make it a little challenge for yourself to try a new hairstyle every day this week. Like do some fun braids, some fun ribbons to tie into your hair, to figure out some fun things you can do. If you feel like your style has not changed in forever, or if you don't even feel like you really have a style, or you've never taken the time to establish one for yourself and you kind of just wear basic boring clothing that isn't necessarily something you love, but just something you know how to do so you don't stray from it, take the time to evolve it a little bit more. Have fun with accessories, like jazz up your jewelry game a little bit. Wear some pretty earrings or rings. I mean, there are so many even just at like thrift stores, but having jewelry is something I love. It's something that makes me happy. I love switching up my earrings and switching up my necklaces based on like my outfit. And I also think something that I always feel like helps me romanticize my life is honestly wearing cute pajamas in sleep sets. I never thought that this would be so important, but it really is. Like, it makes you feel like a princess. Like, you just go to bed and you're gonna put on a little pink satin sleep set. Yeah, I feel like a princess. You feel so put together, and it's a small thing to do, but it's honestly like an act of self-care. And of course, self-care ties into this, and that kind of is another, I guess, point that's worth mentioning, even though I talk about self-care a lot. But taking the time to take care of yourself is an underlying theme in the whole concept of romanticizing your life. So making some time for the things that you love, that's self-care. Taking the time to invest in your appearance is self-care. Doing self-care activities that you love that make you feel good is self-care, whether that's like a nice relaxing shower, whether that's meditation because it clears your mind, or whether that's even just having fun playing around with your makeup. I think even things like taking pictures on an actual camera instead of just on your phone is so special. Like, that feels to me like romanticizing my life. Or taking Polaroid pictures, like it's such a simple thing to do, but having physical copies of pictures feels so special. Honestly, along with that, like things like making scrapbooks or memory journals where you put some of those pictures, where you write down some of those special memories, it's just being grateful for your life. It's remembering all of those little things that happen and enjoying them and reminiscing on them and giving them the importance that they deserve, like giving them the attention that they deserve, those memories and those things that you do, and realizing that they aren't just little moments that are passing by, but they are truly special moments that make up the majority of your life. You're always just looking forward to the next thing and thinking that like, I'll be happy when this happens, or like, I'll be happy at this age or at this point in my life. You have to be happy now, because now is all we have. The present moment is the only time that you have the ability to make a difference and make a change. So take your focus a little bit off of the future and off of the past and just put it right here, right now, where you are at this moment. I mean, at this very moment, look around your room. Think about the things you love in your room, or like wherever you are. If you're outside, if you're in the car, look around right now and try to find like 5 things you can see or smell or hear at this moment. And I feel like after a while of doing this and just finding all these little happy moments and like grateful moments, you create momentum with that happiness. Like, it just, I look at one thing that I notice and I keep finding more and more and more. It's like the things that you look for are the things that you will see. So if I'm looking for the good and I'm looking for the happiness and like ways to romanticize my life, I just keep finding more and more and more, because they're all there. It's just whether or not you choose to see them in that way. It really just attests to the point that perspective is everything, and the world will look the same and be the same either way. But if you change your perspective and realize that everything is so significant. And I think one thing that really put this into perspective for me was, you know, you would hear people say like, we're on a floating rock, literally nothing matters. And you can actually change that from being like, nothing matters, like do whatever you want, nothing matters, to actually everything matters. Like, yes, nothing matters, but in the same way, everything matters because everything is so significant and special and important. So giving everything the time and appreciation it deserves is so powerful. This even reminds me, like, sometimes you'll see somebody living in a really beautiful place, but they've lived there their whole life, so they almost don't even realize that it's that pretty anymore. But maybe a tourist from somewhere else comes there and they're like, oh my God, you just have mountains around you all the time. Like, you just wake up and see that view. And they're like, yeah, like, I don't even think about it. It's just like, whatever. We can take a lot of things for granted, such as having, you know, a beautiful view like that. Like, if you live by the beach or you live near the mountains or near a beautiful forest or you like live near the coast or a lake or wherever, like, there's beautiful things about where you live that other people would think were so special. You might be taking things in your life for granted right now. So realize that. And even if you've lived in the same place for 20 or 30 or however many years and you've seen the same view every day, look out there, go outside in the morning and find new things to be grateful for and notice new things that you may never have even noticed before. Realize that other people would maybe really want to have the view or the house or the life that you have, and the fact that you are you and you're able to experience this every day is a gift. This also made me wonder, like, what does romanticize actually mean? Because we hear it all the time. I never thought that deeply about what does the word romanticize mean. Like, could I give a definition of it? I don't know. But Google says that romanticizing something is dealing with or describing it in an idealized or unrealistic fashion to make something seem better or more appealing than it really is, which I'm actually not sure if I love that definition, because I feel like it makes it seem like life isn't interesting and we're romanticizing it, but it wasn't appealing to begin with. But either way, because these little in-between moments are what make up so much of your life. If you don't romanticize them, and if you go through life dreading everything, dreading work, dreading school, and that's what the majority of your life is gonna be, or even just mundane chores that you have to do around the house, and you dread it because you just keep having to do it every day, it feels so mundane, and you start to hate it, and you start to build this narrative around it in your head that you hate it and that you despise it. That's what the majority of your life is gonna be. So if you want to have a more pleasant life and a more fun life, romanticizing it is how you will accomplish that. I think that's all that I wanted to say, but I really hope that you enjoyed this and were able to take something away from this. Leave a comment about what resonated with you the most or what your favorite way to romanticize your life is, because I would love to hear it. And I would also really appreciate if you would give this podcast a rating on whichever platform you're listening to it, or give it a thumbs up and subscribe if you're watching it on YouTube. If you enjoyed, don't forget to check out the Glow and Tell Instagram for weekly little motivational quotes, posts, updates. It is glowandtell.pod. And I really hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Save big money on your entire roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. With a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty, protecting your home for years to come. Choose from over 40 options and save big money on all Owens Corning shingles now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save